Welcome back to the program. My name's Michaela Simpson. Hundreds packed the La Trobe Auditorium to hear Bruce Pascoe present the final session of the Mildura Writers Festival on Sunday, where he spoke about his new book, Dark Emu. The book argues the idea that the first Australians were hunters and gatherers has been invented to undermine Aboriginal people. Now, here to talk a little bit more about that is Mr. Pascoe himself. So, once again, Bruce, welcome onto the Karma Network.
I'm pleased to be here. Thanks for inviting me.
No problem. Good to have you back with us. The book itself, what I just mentioned, the fact that it argues the fact that the first Australians were hunters and gatherers being invented. Can you just elaborate on that for us a little bit more?
Yeah, in my research, I started to see that Aboriginal people were growing plants on a wide scale. And when I finished my last book, Convincing Ground, a lot of Aboriginal people wrote to me about the suggestions I made in there about Aboriginal cropping with more evidence. And I knew that Australians would find it hard to swallow this idea, having been so wedded to the fact that Aboriginal people were wandering around the countryside looking for witchetty grubs and fruits. But in fact, the reverse was the case. And so I thought the only way Australians are going to believe it was if I went to a source they did trust, and that's the explorers. All Australians love a good explorer. So I started reading all the journals and diaries, and I was amazed at the number of times that explorers wrote about what they had seen as they first entered the country. And there are numerous reports from Western Australia of large yam paddocks that stretched to the horizon. Major Mitchell in Queensland rode through 9 miles of stooked grain. In Victoria, the hillsides were terraced as a result of yam production by Aboriginal people. And in all of those places, there were permanent houses, some of them capable of taking 30 or 40 people. Didn't sound like hunting and gathering to me, so I kept on reading and talking to other Aboriginal people and some non-Aboriginal historians, and the evidence just mounted up and just seemed impossible to continue to believe that our people never utilised the soil or never grew crops.
So this misinterpretation that has been placed upon us and our people, why do you think this is?
Well, I think it's pretty convenient. If you take the land from a people and you're a Christian nation, then it's abominable to take the land from a people who were using it. So I think there were many in the colony who were trying to believe that they were righteous people. In order to continue in that belief, they spread the rumour that Aboriginal people were just wasters and wandering about from one meal to the next, never storing food, despite the fact that all the explorers found large caches of stored food, preserved food, and that alone is enough to indicate that they were not hunting and gathering. I think Australia has lived on this myth in order to justify its occupation of the soil, and I think our own people should rebel against that belief.
When you mention rebelling, it's quite hard for us, isn't it? I mean, it's kind of a question of how do we take this to the next step? What are your thoughts on rewriting this and really getting the truth and the facts out there that, you know, this was us before they put this label onto us?
I think our young Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander kids should stay at school. The best way to rebel is to turn the history back on the occupiers. And I was really heartened at the weekend at Mildura to have young Ludgy Ludgy kids dancing for us. We had a smoking ceremony prior to the event. La Trobe University at Mildura had never had a smoking ceremony or a welcome to country like it before. So for me, that was a fantastic way to begin the day. But it also gave me confidence about the future. Those kids are the ones that I want to finish school. I want them to challenge the stereotypes that non-Aboriginal Australia has put on us and search out all this information. I've found some, other Aboriginal people have found more. There's so much more to be found, and we only have to go back to our own people's recollection to find more and more.
With this label and this misinterpretation of people coming over and seeing and labelling us as hunters and gatherers when we were much more evolved than that, do you think that's really affected our stereotype that everybody else, the wider Australia, has on us today?
I do, and I think our own people tend to suffer from it as well. I think a lot of young, disaffected Aboriginal people go through school and get really disgruntled with the kind of treatment they're getting there, but often don't have the answers to come back at the principals and the school teachers of history in those places. I'd like to supply a few spears for those young kids, spears of fact, so that they can slowly change the idea of history being taught in their own school, and then go to university, slowly change the old professor's ideas, and in turn, the whole of society will begin to change. I'm convinced that with the country understanding the true history, that the attitude to Aboriginal people has to change. It's very convenient for the white government at the moment to look down on us as a defeated people who had no real claim on the soil. But when it's realised that we were domesticating plants here, that we were growing crops on a wide scale, it's obvious that we were in possession of the soil, making use of it, so that the occupation of Australia by non-Aboriginal people was a crime. And it'll never be reversed totally, but we need to make sure that we're respected in the country and given opportunities, that our kids allowed into school, encouraged to stay at school, and at school they don't hear that Captain Cook discovered Australia. They don't hear that we were mere hunters and gatherers. They hear the true story. They hold their heads up and they say, we're at least as good as you, mob, and we're going to finish school and we're going to become the teachers and the policemen and the judges and the historians and the lawyers, the doctors and the nurses and the plumbers and electricians. We're going to take our rightful place in this society. It'll never be like it was in the old days completely, but at least we'll have a role in this country and we'll be proud. And the rest of Australia can take pride in that too. At the moment, non-Aboriginal Australia is searching around for an identity. We can't have Gallipoli. We're pretty well buggered, really. So the real identity for Australia is to acknowledge the whole 60,000 years of human history here. It's probably longer than that, but 60,000 years makes it the longest civilization on Earth. And that needs to be respected. And Australia will benefit from it. There won't be any loss. No one's going to lose their backyard or their clothesline or their barbecue. Everyone's going to benefit. But I'm more interested in our people benefiting.
One thing you did just mention is about the change and really making that happen and us being recognised that, yes, we were here originally. It has taken so incredibly long, as you mentioned, recorded 60,000 years. So throughout that time, do you really think all that much has changed with Aboriginal history and the way we're treated today?
No, I don't. I'm amazed that good friends of mine, university-educated people, when I tell them the story of what really happened to Aboriginal people, they're at a loss to understand it. And in fact, they get very suspicious. They think I'm trying to pull their leg. And that's why I wrote Dark Emu, because I thought the only way I'm going to convince people is if they can read it for themselves and see that all of these quotations come from explorers. They don't come from a bad-tempered blackfella. They've come from the white explorers who were gods in this country. I'm hoping that the whole country, black and white, will begin to learn the real history of the country. And in that way, we'll believe the old people. We'll believe our grandmothers and grandfathers who never ceded control of the country to white Australia. That was just a convenient thing. And maybe the time has come when we can demand sovereignty and can demand equal rights in the country and stop this nonsense of the intervention and things like that. I think that the whole country will change and Aboriginal opportunity will increase simply if the rest of the country understands that the history they've learned is nonsense and designed to keep Aboriginal people subservient.
If you've just tuned in, I'm chatting to Aboriginal author Bruce Pascoe about his latest book, Dark Emu. The book argues the idea that the first Australians were hunters and gatherers has been invented to undermine Aboriginal people. We're going to take a quick break, but stick around. We'll be back with Mr. Pascoe very shortly.